the word asaya, anusaya can be in one word.
Actually, even before the Buddha, it is asaya, anusaya.
Asaya, anusaya.
Yes, both
good
and kusala and akusala.
Akusala, right. And why it's related to the kanda karita?
To the...
It says here, the defilement that lie persisting in beings, continuous strain of chittas, are called anusaya, latent tendencies. The term denotes the defilement, such as clinging to sense object, that is strong. The term asaya and anusaya are joined together as asaya-anusaya, biases and latent tendencies. It has become one word, which is actually a twin compound formed by two words. The words disposition, adimutti, and conduct, karita.
Charita.
Charita. And there's a note, adimutti means resolution, intention, disposition, or inclination.
And what do you get from this process? After reading it, you get...
That's why I'm still thinking about the conduct, because they are called latent tendency, right? They don't arise. So it's...
But when we talk about latent tendencies, I don't know whether it includes the wholesome or not, because for the word anusaya, it has to be the
unwholesome one. Right.
But for asaya, anusaya, both.
Both, okay. Right. So that's why when I see the conduct, I was thinking, it's a latent tendency that's very subtle, it does not really arise. But it conditioned the akusala citta.
But itself does not arise.
No, no. And so when it mentioned about a conduct, charita, that means that it's already very coerced, very intense akusala.
What is the first word before charita?
Atimuti.
We have to ask Sundara about atimuti.
Mm-hmm. The note here is say, atimutti means resolution, intention, disposition, or inclination. The commentary to the path of discrimination explains that kanda, charita, refers to kusala karma and akusala karma of past life. And that disposition, atimutti, refers to the present life.
We have to ask the one who understand the Pali.
Okay.
Because actually, no matter how much it is explained, it's just talk about the latent tendency, which condition
akusala.
Akusala or akusala to arise. So yeah. It is asaya anusaya.
Mm-hmm.
But for the word atimutta, I have no idea about that, because they thought it's the strong inclination or something like that.
So in the text, after Sariputta has used the expression knowledge of people's bias and latent tendencies, asaya anusaya jnana, he speaks of the knowledge of people's behavior, charita, and resolutions of dispositions, adimutti. And then we read, here the perfect one knows beings' biases. He knows their underlying tendencies. He knows their behavior. He knows their disposition. He knows beings as capable and incapable. What is the bias which is latent in beings? Beings are supported by the wrong view of existence or supported by the wrong view of non-existence. Thus, the world is eternal. Or the world is not eternal, or the world is finite, and the world is infinite. Should I continue? Or the soul and the body are the same.
This is about wrong views, different views.
Right, about different wrong views. The soul is one, the body another, or a perfect one is not after death, or a perfect one both is and is not after death. Or a perfect one neither is nor is not after death. Or else, avoiding these extremes, they have acceptance in conformity with respect to dharmas that are dependently arisen through specific conditionalities. So he talked about the perfect one knows about people's jarita and adimutti, past life and present life.
I have to ask him something about adimutti, or I ask him Kampan. Kun Kampan said that whatever happened in this life, it's by the accumulation of asayanusaya, both wholesome and unwholesome, past accumulation, so that there are conditions for what is happening now, depending on such.
So this word is basically saying all the
what
this life,
jarita, what comes from the past.
He said adimutti means resolution, intention, disposition or inclination.
Inclination is better.
Inclination is better. And so the path of discrimination, the commentary explained jarita referred to kusala karma and akusala karma of past life. And that adimutti refers to the present life.
Because whatever is in this life has come from the accumulation of previous life.
Yeah. Right. And Kunsundra is checking his dictionary. He's checking.
Thinking or whatever it is, I think it's an inclination to be such by the accumulation of asaya anusaya.
In the past. But in the past, that means the life before this life.
So just this life, whatever this life, is the atimutti, is asaya anusaya to be atimutti of next life.
Yeah. But so far, the past 50 years, the accumulation of the past 50 years also become the atimutti.
No matter how long. Whatever in this life.
Okay. Okay.
It comes from the inclination as jarita.
Should I finish the...
Yes.
Okay. The conclusion of the quote is, what are the defilements that are underlying tendencies in beings? There are seven underlying tendencies. Kama raga, paticca, mana, ditti, visikicca, bhava raga, avijja. So
how many if you count?
Seven.
Again, please.
Kama raga, paticca, mana, ditti, visikicca, bhava raga, avijja. So and then follow this conclusion is said, from the above quoted text, we can see that behavior, habits, and defilement are accumulated and become dormant in the succession of cittas. Since the Buddha has knowledge of beings, asaya nusaya, we know that there are underlying tendencies.
You can get them.
We cannot know, it's because the Buddha knows. Right. In the commentary to the Yamaka, we read, in a section on being possessed of latent tendencies, the Buddha said, who has the latent tendency of sense desire, he is possessed of it. Here, upana means not cut off. Is a sin arising in the course of generation? Yes, upana has the meaning of reached the totality of the three instant, is existing or is present. The word upana has so many meanings. In the book, explain so many meanings of upana. very detailed. Or it just simply means arising. Arisen.
The upata is noun. The is, noun. Mm-hmm. And upana is it has arisen.
Has arisen, right.
That which arises. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. that upata has arisen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very, very detailed.
Yeah. And a lot of quote from a text or commentary. This is the introduction. At the end of the introduction, the conclusion is, therefore, the defilement that are dormant in the citta, the latent tendencies, are realities which each have their own characteristic. This can be eradicated by the development of insight. And this means by knowing the true nature of the aggregate or the realities which appear. That's the ending of the introduction.
Bahana and the Suttanta cannot be the function of Bahana. But actually, when we talk about the teachings, all cannot be separated.
Right. Yeah, so the classification, is it necessary?
I think when there is understanding, we can understand what is meant, not just word by word.
Right.
But the whole sense. Mm-hmm. Without the Vinaya, without the Suttanta, without Abhidhamma, Kilesa are there.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to keep Vinaya, one must have the understanding of Abhidhamma, the third one.
Mm-hmm.
All depends on the third.
Yeah, it's actually easier to read Abhidhamma. Easier.
Because without the understanding of Abhidhamma, what can against the wrong sila?
Mm-hmm. It's become I against.
But it is the action, the papa.
Mm-hmm.
Without understanding, who can stop the papa?
Mm-hmm.
Even Vinaya without understanding Abhidhamma is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there are monks who do not study Abhidhamma, just want to keep Vinaya. Mm-hmm. But what for?
Mm-hmm.
Or by what? By understanding one knows, and one can keep better and better.
Mm-hmm.
By understanding.
It's the same in Taipei. One of the nuns one time asked me, because we keep talking about anatta, there's no I, only dhammas. And then she asked about, how about Vinaya Sila? So she was saying, there is I who is...
That's right. What? With Vinaya, with Apanya. So what's the use?
Right.
Just for the self. I want to keep, I can keep Vinaya. See, no understanding, no I.
Mm-hmm. People tend to have a thinking of a gradual, like avoid evil. That's a gradual growth to cultivate good and then purify oneself. They consider that stage as stages. So they kind of think, okay, it's okay, I can have I at the beginning. And then gradually the I will be gone. But it has to be right at the beginning.
About
right?
yourself.
Because moment of moment, if it's not accumulated, it's not accumulated.
And it's the I who keep the precept.
Yeah.
But when there's understanding, actually there's that, it can develop little by little through speech and deeds, as we are, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And through know self, the teachings of the Tha and the Abhidhamma condition, the development of know self.
In the survey, when it's talk about the Javana process, and usually you quote, it's arranged itself, it's arranged the series itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is one for you, Samanantara Patiya.
Mm-hmm. repertory pedigree.
Because as soon as this particular Gita has fallen away, the next one must be particular that it is conditioned for to arise after.
So the first one is not, it's different pachaya. First one is
whatever pachaya is there, then after it has fallen away, the citta which arises after immediately must be that particular kind of citta, not other citta.
Right.
For example, when the seeing has fallen away, the next must be somebody
else.
By pachaya, not by anyone.
And that's anatta.
All dream to understand no one, no self, only reality and conditions.
Okay.
So it's nothing.
Is there any significance of it arranges itself?
No, you don't have to say that because it's by pachaya.
Okay.
It does not know anything.
Right.
It does not arrange. But the way it has to arise after the seeing has to be that one which receives the object, the same object as seeing. Who can make it not arise and experience the same as the seeing has fallen away? Otherwise, that cannot be what is seen as it is. It doesn't know that it has to arise after seeing at all. But by conditions, it arises to receive the object which seeing experience that hasn't fallen away yet.
Okay. Ajahn Chah said if I cut my fingers, when I accidentally cut my finger, in that moment of cutting the finger, that's akusala vipaka.
The feeling, the unpleasant feeling.
Right, the pain. Dukkha, the pain. Yeah. At
but
that
the
moment.
The intention to cut is not vipaka.
No, I mean, when I'm cooking, say for example, I'm cooking accidentally. There's no intention to cut a finger and it happens.
Yeah.
That's, and then, la vipaka, akusala vipaka, just one moment.
It depends on how many citta arise one after one, like kaya vinyana.
Yeah.
So, Panchatavara was not, is not vipaka.
No, that's kriya.
So when the kaya vinyana is conditioned by kama, you have such pain, has fallen away, what about the next? The kama, the same kama, which conditioned that?
Right.
Conditioned the other moment which follows that.
And the next one, Santurana, also by the same kama.
Yes, that's why we have to learn citta by chati. Whether it's vipaka or whether it's kriya or isra and
isra. And then vajrapana, that's kriya. And then javana. Okay. So when the kaya vinyana is gone, and then javana start to.
Not yet. Somebody tell me.
Right. I mean the other three also are right far away. And then it's javana process, and then it's mind door. The mind or keeps
after Bhavanga
in between, right? So, and then it become Domanasa. It was Dukkha,
so Javana
Vedana.
Must be Akusala
for
normal one,
right?
For Kriya for Arahata,
right? For normal person and like me, there's dosa toward the unpleasant feeling. So, but when I cut the finger, the pen is still there for a while, right? So
arising and falling away, many movements, so it can appear as pleasant, unpleasant thing. Many shavana, many processes.
Right, but that akusala vipaka is just one moment for kaya vinyana.
And the other two, something.
And the other two, the three, right?
Yeah.
And the other two also have unpleasant feelings.
No. The unpleasant feeling must be
kaya vinyana.
Kaya vinyana has the unpleasant feeling with it. But santira sampatichana cannot have the unpleasant feeling.
Okay. In the body door. Because the other four sense doors, they are all in different feelings. So my question is actually, for this, when the body depends and the mentally unpleasant, yeah, the dukkha and the domanasa. So after cutting the finger, and it's all domanasa, right?
Depending on banya.
Right. Say if there's no banya.
There's no banya, it can be some domanasa.
Okay.
Those are mulacitta. Perform the function of.
But the finger is still hurting, so the dukkha, the bodily pain, is still there. But at that time, there's no more akusala vitaka touching the body, right? Impinge on the body sense.
We have to understand that the rupa cannot be kusala or akusala.
No.
But the body's kaya vinyana.
Yes.
Experiences it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But after the cutting, dukkha. After the cutting, there's no more.
It conditions chavana.
Yeah. But no more impinging on the body sense.
But as Yana Siya and as the Akusa and Akusa arises from the accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what you said before, the Upana.
Mm-hmm.
Upana is there.
Mm-hmm. Upana of
Dosa.
Of Dosa, right. Yeah.
How come? Because there are the previous accumulation to be Domanasa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just reminds us that actually there is no one.
Mm-hmm.
Jitta has fallen away,
mm-hmm.
never to return. And Sanya just remember.
Yeah.
Wrong Sanya. Sanya Vipalasa. Just how Buddha just talk about what is there that we take
for some. Right. Can we say Sanya Vipalasa is equivalent to Atta Sanya or?
Even there is no Atta,
mm-hmm.
there can be Sanya Vipalasa at moment of Akusala. That's why we have to understand the 12 Vipalasa.
Mm-hmm. 12? I remember
yes.
only 3 or 4.
Oh, what are they?
I remember now, Sanya Vipalasa and...
There are three,
uh-huh.
and on the Ariya Satya, the four Ariya Satya.
Oh, then that's 12. Okay. I cannot recall the Vipalasa now.
So Sotapanna doesn't have the Ditti Vipalasa at all,
right.
but they still have the Vipalasa.
Uh-huh.
Sanya Vipalasa, okay.
Right. And what's the third one? Sanya Vipalasa, Ditti Vipalasa.
And Citta Vipalasa.
Oh, Citta Vipalasa. Citta Vipalasa, in terms of Anusaya, what's that?
When it is understood, it does not arise at all.
And citta vipassana, but citta is supposed to be pure, right? In it.
Yes, but whenever it arises, it must have the density cast with it.
Yep.
So it has sanya vipalasa with it,
mm-hmm.
with that citta.
But that's the
citta vipalasa and sanya vipalasa mm-hmm. cannot be separated.
Okay. Okay. Because Sanya Vipalasa is Citta Vipalasa.
Right. Otherwise, Sanya Vipalasa of what? See? Of that Citta experience.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And since Sanya Vipalasa, and since Citta is Vipalasa, Sanya is Vipalasa.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's different from Adipati. They are Chanta Dipati and Citta Dipati. Just remind.
Citta Vipalasa. Oh.
No, it's different. Because for Vipalasa, Sanya Vipalasa and Citta Vipalasa has to be together. But for Adipati, no.
What is
it? Adipati Pachaya.
Adipati
Pachaya. They cannot be, that's totally different. For
what are they?
The Chanda, Adipati, Virya, mm-hmm. Chitta with two root, mm-hmm. and the wisdom, Mimamsa. That one is related to the Banya Jetasika. It has to be wholesome. But I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Vimamsa.
Vimamsa actually is long. Wow.
Vimamsa.
Tipati.
Right.
At any moment, if that is kusala, it's not viparasa at all.
Mm-hmm. Also means no sanya viparasa.
When citta is not viparasa.
Mm. Okay.
When it is kusala, sanya is not viparasa. So all viparasa can arise only without kusala.
But when it's kusala, it can still be atta sanya, right?
Atta sanya.
I mean, before Buddha's teaching, people still dana, still have dana and metta. But metta, the sanya is the object
but
is
they present. They can arise with wholesome jitta. At moment of kusala citta, there can never be any kind of sanya of vipalasa.
No. So no sanya vipalasa for kusala citta. But for metta, there is still atta sanya.
Different. This metta citta.
Metta kusala, yes.
So, can it be sanya vipalasa?
No. So it cannot be sanya vipalasa, but still, the sanya can still be, say, atta sanya.
Not together with kusala.
Okay.
It arise one after the other, so rapidly, that we think that they are simultaneously. What are the four activities again?
Chanda, Virya, Chitta, Vimamsa.
That's I mispronounced many times in my talk. I use Vimamsa. It should be Vimamsa.
Vimamsa. Maybe Kunsundra will pronounce differently.
But when he read, it's Vimamsa. Because Mansa always means the flesh of the meat.
Oh. Yeah. So why is it related to the meat?
No, it's wrong. Because if you say the word vimansa is wrong, it means the meat or the flesh.
Oh, okay.
But that's why we have to pronounce correctly, vimansa.
That's why I just said panya.
Yeah.
Just said panya, just sika.
Always arise in the day.
Now?
Without titi. Otherwise, this is titi with vipalasa.
The three can be together. Yeah.
Then it is titi with vipalasa. Titta is with vipalasa, and that is also
they are all vipalasa.
But even there is no titi, it says has been eradicated, but there can be Chitta vipanasa and sanya vipanasa.
Right.
And chitta is akusala.
Right. The Lopa Mula Chitta has four types, has no ditti. So now we come to animals. They have had ditti.
If we talk vipanasa. About animals, we have doubt. When we talk about the absolute reality, not concerning the shape and form at all,
right.
The pure chitta itself, that's not be, cannot be. Bird or cat, seeing cannot be as fish or dog, but seeing is seeing. No matter what shape and form is there. And we think about shape and form as animal. But the akusala vipaka cannot be animal.
No.
So what can be animal? No animal, only citta and citta. And no and someone just keep on thinking about animals, not just seeing, hearing, smelling, which are akusala vipaka or akusala vipaka. So there's doubt about the rupa, which has the seeing vipaka, akusala or akusala. But the truth is the truth. That's why no matter it's the seeing of that which we call animal or Buddha, seeing, no one. The difference is the anusya, which is there. But the less akusala cannot arise. It's there, but it doesn't arise. To be such different. That's why seeing cannot be different.
Right, even the weak eyesight, the so-called weak eyesight, still seeing, as long as there's visible object experienced.
Seeing is seeing.
Right, seeing is seeing.
And whether it's weak or not weak, depending on conditions.
But even a weak eyesight, just see different color, different.
But seeing is seeing.
Yeah, seeing is seeing, right. No idea of
what color.
Yes. It's like look into the river, the pond. There are also another house under the water.
And the shadow. And we know that the shadow is not the house.
Right.
The citta experience, the chief of experiencing. No sound. So we haven't finished reading last paragraph.
Do you want to continue reading that? We read in the commentary to the DN Net of Views. In the Vinaya, he taught the abandoning of the coerced defilement because morality is opposed to coerced defilement. He taught the abandoning of median defilement in the Suttanta because concentration is opposed to median defilement. He taught the abandoning of subtle defilement in the Abhidhamma because wisdom is opposed to subtle defilement. He taught in the first Pitaka the temporary elimination of defilement, and in the other two Pitakas he taught respectively the elimination of defilement by suppression and by complete cutting off. About coerced defilement, like the transgression, the killing, or extremely angry and hitting people. So the question would be, if this I can control the hitting, harming other people, is that better or worse than there's no I? So,
because you see that when there is no understanding of Vinaya, nothing can be against it, the Vinaya, except the Kilesa. And that Kilesa is so strong. So in order not to have such strong Kamma or Papa, it needs the understanding of what is so papa, the sin, the ill will, or the ill action.
But if the understanding is not there yet,
it means that without the understanding of the teachings of the Buddha, people think that they can do it by observing the Vinaya. But without understanding of the teachings promoted by way of Vinaya or Suttanta or Abhidhamma, it's impossible for anyone to stop it by oneself to arise.
Right. I think the person, there was a person asking a similar question, is without understanding of Buddha's teaching and Anatta, so then we should rely on the kind of regulation by other teachings, right? For some people, they never heard about Dharma. So like Christian or something, they say, okay, you should not commit the killing, or you should not hurt, harm the other people by action or by word. And that kind of regulation
because
is still...
Because you see that when we talk about anything, it's without understanding.
Right.
But when we talk about any with understanding,
right,
it's different.
Right.
That only Vinaya, not killing, not doing such and such, cannot condition the reality that can stop it, no matter for a while, temporarily, because the understanding is not healing enough.
Yeah, that's what's only temporary. That's why I ask the question here is,
It's not just Vinaya, not doing this, not doing that, but it's the understanding of what is Vinaya. It has to be level of understanding. Theoretical knowledge.
Mm-hmm. But here, it said, he taught in the first pitaka the temporary elimination of defilement. Temporary here imply no understanding, right?
Because that is not the teachings. That's why we have to understand what is taught by the Buddha must be with understanding.
Yeah.
Three levels of sila, samadhi, and panna. But there must be understanding of each word. So
right.
It's not just keep the precepts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the teachings of the Buddha. But understanding what is there, akusala, and what can condition the abstaining from that with understanding.
But can the growing of banya, when the banya is still so weak, can keep the precept serve some purpose of not committing the akusala kamma pada?
Not by understanding, no. But when one has no understanding of oneself or the teachings of Buddha, one just know how to suppress by observing this precept without understanding. So each word must be understood when it's the teachings of the Buddha, not just to follow. So when people read, they think that, oh, this can be done by suppressing. They're very bad one.
It's not instruction.
The instruction is to understand it. Just very little understanding, and when it's not completely eradicated, it can develop by understanding what is said. That should be. But no, not the word to suppress it, or not kill, or not do that. Do this. So we must understand the words of Buddha must be with understanding all the time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people just keep precepts, not understanding why and what. Because the understanding of the disadvantage of the bad deeds, we're doing about such and such. So the understanding of this condition, we abstain from.
Yes. Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not the teachings of the Buddha.
One of the sub-commentary to the Vinaya's state, the abandoning of the defilement that are transgressions referred to the abandoning of transgressions through the body door and through the door of speech. It said that morality, good conduct, is opposed to transgressions. The sub-commentary state that the akusala citta arise and are disturbing do not violate morality in the sense of causing transgressions. As regard the abandoning of median defilement, one is opposed with Pariyatana Klesha. This refers to the abandoning of the defilement that are disturbing. because they arise in a succession of cittas.
We can say that any word without the understanding is not the teachings of the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Even the word just talk about that, the underlying is understand with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That this advantage of all akusa, different
mm-hmm.
levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that understanding can do or perform its function, right? But it's not the eradication. It can be the moment that Pusa arises to abstain, but Mosa.
Mm-hmm.
So all depends on understanding. Without understanding, it's not the teaching of the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
No understanding, how can it be the teachings of the Buddha?
Right, even the medium one accumulate to the coarse
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And even the very subtle one
yes.
can be a big cloud. Not by me, but by someone.
by reality itself.
Right, by a good level of banya. So it continues with regard to the latent tendencies as to the expression, the abandoning of the latent tendencies. Latent tendencies are the defilement that lie dormant in the succession of cittas, since they cannot be eradicated yet, and they are to be eradicated successively.
Evil can be taught by any religion, but the understanding of it's so dangerous
mm-hmm. right.
is taught by the Buddha.
Right.
And the other nature, the wholesomeness, usva, can perform the function of not doing
mm-hmm.
with understanding.
The other religion also said, love your enemy.
Yes.
But the metta is not a pass factor. So that's possible. I mean, love your family by the other religion is possible because it's not.
Be kind and metta
mm-hmm.
to the family or anyone.
Right.
To have less attachment with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone is exactly the same, jitta jitasika.
Mm-hmm.
But clinging made it different
mm-hmm.
to be my relative, my son, my dear one, my
mm-hmm.
enemy.
Mm-hmm.
See? So the understanding performs its function at different levels.
But for the example Angulimala, it's actually very coarse, very high level akusala, kamapata, before he was trying to kill his mother. That is not subtle at all, but the banya is already so high. The corruption of craving, tanha, is taught in the Suttanta because concentration is opposed to sensuous desire, gamachanda. It is explained that the corruption of wrong view is taught in the Abhidhamma because of the disclosure and explanation of the dhammas, which each have their own characteristic, sabbava dhammas, and are devoid of self, and so on.
Not only in the Abhidhamma, even in the Sutta itself.
Yeah. Right.
So it depends on understanding of what you feel. The words of the Buddha bears the understanding, or is worth understanding. It's not just read Suttanta and then follow.
Right.
It's not just read the Vinaya and then follow.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Abhidhamma has to be understood
mm-hmm.
of whenever it appears.
To me, if there's no learning of Abhidhamma, I misinterpret the Sutta.
Yeah. yeah. And it said that when it studied wrongly the Vinaya, one will do against the Vinaya. What is said? Understand better and better, one can understand that it's just ordinary Dharma, which is not known if we don't read the teachings of the Buddha with understanding.
It's just ordinary life, but some moment has a stronger feeling, either pleasant or unpleasant, that become impressive or memorable.
Uncomparable. Each is just one. And they never be like that, the same at all. The degree of whatever the ingredient of that citta is.
Right.
Because the understanding of this moment condition, the difference between this moment and the other moment, even they are the same class by way of one type of citta, but such difference.
So the only special moment is Lokottara citta. That's the only special moment. Is that fair to say?
Cannot be known by any thinking.
No.
Because even just one reality can be the object of awareness. Have to think about how it's different from this moment.
And in the survey, when we say all the Dharma should be understood before attaining first enlightenment, it's not necessary all the Dharma, right? Some
which
Dharma
appears,
are very far.
Which appears. Because you cannot experience the
all the Dharma.
Even that which appears is not known yet. So why think about that which does not appear? Even for one time, does not show up.
No. We are only in chapter one.
No, and we have clear understanding.
So far, it's fine. Yeah. So far, you were talking about Asaya, Nusaya, and Adimutta, and Jarita. And that's good example of
to think about non-self,
right.
It builds up the understanding of non-self.
But sometimes when I think about when I die, I'm not that relatively not that much concerned about the death of me, but when I think about the Nana, I will be very sad. That's actually made me, you know, more concerned about her
sadness.
But
you see that just a moment, when there are conditions, who knows, by having such understanding, it is better. You cannot help anyone not to be such and such. And it's only your own thought about the reality we should take for Nina. But it must be conditioned by Atimuti, Asaya, Anusaya, and Jarita. No one at all. And calm down such thought about this and that.
So I told Nana, when you one day you may think it, when I after I die, when you think about the death of father, it's a good time to think about anatta.
Depending on conditions. That's why the more there is the understanding, it can condition kusala rather than akusala. Or less. Even Ananda cries. And they Ananda cried when Buddha died. So come, but it cannot stay for long. But I had the thought about my father after his death, two or more years, about that he went anywhere with me, I went with him to such and such. is coming,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the understanding helps a lot.
Yeah, right.
The best thing is to be busy when you think of the past one.
Yeah,
other people just do good deeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good to tell Nana.
Yes, has been accumulated more than the
oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So how the samsara is.
Yeah.
And last life, someone cried for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows who, even right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's not your Nana anymore because you were born another being.
Right.
Not knowing who's right. Who that. Who's
no.
That.
No. Some people say we are all somehow connected to everyone in the world. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no relation when one died, mm-hmm. and then be born as a new person.
Mm-hmm. When we think about Citta, Chittasika, and Rupa, there's no such a thing as the relationship with only conditionality.
Only akusala.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Only akusala. Could be metta, right? When we think about
it. Depends on asya, anusya,
right.
And atimuti, and charita, mm-hmm. and upana. So each word is so very, very precious,
mm-hmm.
to understand that it's no one.
Mm-hmm.
Until the moment of realizing the truth, or penetrate the truth of this moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I see it for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Non-stop. Atimuti.
Mm-hmm.
See, the accumulation of akusa conditions, moment of not being aware,
mm-hmm.
of the truth right now. It's so sure. And it's not like the thing as flowers or people.
Mm-hmm.
Much more deep.
It just so amazing.
Yes. And no one can steal or take it away,
mm-hmm.
because it's in the mind.
How can this be opened up?
The roots of the Buddha. So it's not just saying all are anatta,
mm-hmm.
but by way of charita, by way of satya-sat, happening, condition, and the accumulation of each. It's kusla, kusla.
Mm-hmm.
Condition the new, different one, all the time, mm-hmm. never the same at all,
mm-hmm.
by way of different level of each chitta-sikha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why they say, no more becoming at the end of the sentence. No more becoming. It's a beautiful word.
That's why there must be considering and understanding deeper and deeper for each word.
Mm-hmm.
Which we just cannot remember, that once we have heard and it's gone, because of the akusa arises more and covers up what we had heard before.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be more listening, considering, reading or understanding,
mm-hmm.
immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as much as akusa, see? But it's better than none.
Mm-hmm.
Even from time to time, it can be stronger and stronger to understand. Because it's so difficult to understand that which not understood before by avijja covers up the truth,
mm-hmm.
the meaning of the word,
mm-hmm.
which clarifies that reality right now is truth. That's why even the posture is different. The posture of the body,
mm-hmm.
sitting differently,
mm-hmm.
yeah, move the hand differently.
Right.
Like this. Difference. And then it appears as different reality. The understanding of different bhajya is there, not mm-hmm. the but to understand the difference, it has to be loving. Before hearing about the Pajya, who knows that this is conditioned by many conditions.
Yeah, each moment can be 20 conditions. Amazing.
It's not known because of avijja.